I didn't. I slept 3 hours last night.
Shit, what were you up to?
I don't know. I just woke up.
You want some manic shit? You've been working on shirt ideas.
No, I just didn't sleep well.
I'm not sleeping either. It sucks. I get up at like 5 every day.
Talking about me.
Okay, continue. So we're sharing.
We were discussing mine.
So what else is going on with you?
It was rude of me.
Yeah, I had breakfast this morning.
That's awesome.
Adam?
Yes.
Coffee down, please.
Come on, I'm trying to listen to what Nick had for breakfast, Adam.
That's true.
I'm trying to talk about Fuddruckers here. I was making Fuddruckers at home for breakfast, and I hurt myself. I haven't been sleeping well. I hurt one of my balls making Fuddruckers at home. Hello, police.
Police?
Police, I've hurt one of my balls making Fuddruckers.
One of my testicles has been stuck in a cast iron skillet. Please send your best man over here.
I need essential workers to come here immediately. I've hurt one of my balls making Fuddruckers at home.
I was trying to make an ostrich patty like I was from Fuddruckers, and it was so dried out, I threw it on the ground.
I was, like most people in quarantine, I was missing in my American right, my constitutional right to access Fuddruckers. Thomas Jefferson said, I shall visit the salad bar unmolested.
Absolutely.
That's true.
I'm about to molest Sally. I'm about to get some pussy from Sally and then go to the
Constitution is that you're not allowed to be molested.
Dude, I love doing shit unmolested.
Yeah.
I hate when I'm trying to do my American rights and then someone puts a thumb in my ass. When I'm trying to stop a British guy from being quartered in my house.
Yeah.
And then somebody, and then fucking the government puts a thumb in my ass molesting me.
That's so annoying.
Benjamin Franklin had his asshole licked by an older gentleman when he was 8. And that's why he had to invent stuff.
That's why he's such a fucking freak.
Yeah. That's why he was like, fuck this shit. I'm going to kill myself with a kite.
So he was mad. He was trying to get electrocuted so hard he wasn't going to be gay anymore for being molested.
Yeah, I'm going to put the stove in the middle of the living room to kill myself, and then it didn't work.
It just warmed his house.
I'm about to make milk punch to kill myself with milk and fucking booze at the same time.
Poured all of the wine in his house in the glasses and set up a pulley system so he could drink all the wine at once. And then somebody came over, they're like, what's that? He's like, oh, it's my new piano.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a piano, it's 35 glasses of wine. He's like, yeah, no, it's an instrument.
Oh, yeah, watch this. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, bitch.
In 15 years, 100 years from now, everybody's going to be playing this thing. Of course, it's a musical instrument.
You guys don't know who Prince is, but that a guy like that is going to love it.
No, I'm not drinking myself.
I'm not going to kill myself.
Nah, it has nothing to do with that thing I put in the Constitution about being molested. Just put that.
Hey, Ben, you keep saying at the end of every amendment you want it to not be molested.
All the founding fathers are just putting their personal issues in there.
You shall have the right to bear arms and not have your penis ridiculed by your wife.
I don't want any of these British faggots in my house. That rule number 3. Say, no more British fags sleeping on my couch. My roommate always has his British friends over. I pay rent and I'm not using my Xbox. I don't want them here.
Every once, you know, maybe a weekend a month, sure, but every day?
Yeah.
No British homos. Mm-hmm. Isn't one of them that you have to pay back a loan over $20 or some bullshit?
I don't know.
I put that one in there.
Yeah. One of them is really stupid.
That was Franklin Benjamin who put that.
Yeah.
No, I'm a different guy.
I'm different.
I saw that there was a sign out front that said free luncheon, and I just see if my name happens to be on the list and pass by a free luncheon. And by chance it was. My suggestion is that you have to pay your loans back.
Under $20, I'd listen. I'm not crazy. $17. Let bygones be bygones. I'm not like one of those Jews.
Is there a dip for the crudité? Is there any dip for it? Or can I take it home?
Who let this man in here?
Can I take some of the crudité dip home with
me? Take whatever you want. Please leave.
How about we put a thing in here that says we have to give all our money to Israel?
That doesn't exist yet.
Well, can we just remember that for later?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. We haven't told you guys about that yet. My fault.
Yeah, we'll just put it in so when you read it backwards, it says you have to give all your money to Israel.
Oh, right. We haven't orchestrated the Holocaust yet to get Israel yet.
Yes.
My fault.
The plan hasn't gone into effect. It's going to be another 150
years. I'm 150 years ahead. My bad. Franklin Benjamin.
Benjamin. Sneaking his way in.
For one of those legendary free lunches when they wrote the Constitution.
You get a pint of Sam Adams and then you know, they have some deli meats out and they got a sandwich from Jersey Mike's.